Today, Yutas Kislev Chag HaChagim, we're going to make a siyum on the Kuntis and Yonah Shulteres HaChasidis. We're going to learn together Ois Chof Aleph, the final Ois of this tremendous Kuntis, where the Rebbe explains the essence of Teres HaChasidis. Until now, the Rebbe had explained to us that Chasidis is the Yechida Shebetoira, and the Yechida is not only an amazing darga in its own right, but it gives chayas to all the other parts of the neshama, nefesh, ruach, neshama, and chaya. Benoisef lezeh, not only does it also give chayas to the other parts of the neshama, if you really want to see where yechida is expressed, it's dafke in the other parts. It's dafke in the chutza, it's dafke in the other parts where the yechida shebenefesh comes out, bis galus. And now the Rebbe is going to explain in this ois. Now we can properly understand the answer that Melech HaMashiach, the Neshama of Mashiach, told the Baal Shem Tov. Baal Shem Tov had Aliyas and Neshama Erev Rosh Hashanah Tov Kuv Zayin. And what happened was, he obviously went to Mashiach and he said, Eimosei Kosimar, when are you coming? And he told him, L'chshifutza Ma'inasecha Chutza. Shtozech the Shaila, why is the Chutzah so important? Why is Bias HaMashiach Toloi in Hafotzes HaMayones and Davke Chutzah? What's the Havana of this Inyan? So, here the Rebbe explains, and the Rebbe first explains by explaining two Nikudais, two very important Inyonim. The simple understanding why you need to have Chutzah is because in the time of Melech HaMashiach, in the time of Yemois HaMashiach, it says, V'ro kol basar yachtov kipi Hashem dibur, that the whole world, even the Gashmias of the world, is going to recognize the Eibishter. Now, being that you need to have the whole Gashmias of the world to recognize the Eibishter, so therefore you have to reach every part of the world. In other words, it's a quantity difference. It's not a quality difference, it's a quantitative difference. But then the Rebbe explains a much deeper inyan, and this is very, very important that we, I can even say the words inside. Bitui mohus mayones achasidis, hu kishay mispashtim chutze davke. If you want to know how chasidis, where chasidis expresses itself, it's dafke when it reaches chutzah. If you want to know where chassidus is, it's dafke when it reaches chutzah. Why dafke when it reaches chutzah? Do you know what the essence of chassidus is? Based on what we explained earlier, it makes a lot of sense. When is the yechida nizgala? Dafke when it's being mislabish in the furthest part. Kol ha-gavoya, gavoya b'yoysa, yored lamata b'yoysa. Dafke when it's reaching the chutzah, that's when the essence of the Yechidah comes out. And being that Yemois HaMashiach is the essence of the Yechidah, if you want to be Mamshich, that Darga, you have to reach the Chutzah Mamish. Which, if you think about it, for those of us here in Cincinnati, it's Mamish Chutzah. This is like one of the most Chutzadika places in Ashkofa that we're able to have a Torah Chetmimim, like the Rebbe says in Vayeshev Tov Shinun Beis and Vayishlach. And Afotz Mayonis Chutzah, there's a tremendous effect that's going on over here. But let's see it in the words of the Rebbe. Kol zman shenimtzoy mamayones rak bapnim, as long as the mayones are only on the inside, ein misbate adayin amitis muhusam. The essence of the mayon is not coming out. Mikiven shakavana v'achana v'akli l'biyas ha-mashiach u'muhusa chassidis. Being that chassidis is connected to the essence and the whole inyan of Bias HaMashiach. L'chein me'ahecher chul la'afitz esmiyon eschut tzedavke. Therefore, if you want to be megala, the yechid of Torah, and the yechid of the neshama, you have to davke reach the chutzah. Va'ad she'yahapchus ha'chutzah le'mayones. You have to turn the chutzah, that the chutzah becomes the source. Like the Rebbe says in Vayeshev Tov Shinun Beis about Tsarfas, France, that not only is it now not menagid, al Rebbe ran away, but it became a source. They're spreading chassidus in French. It became a source of chassidus, taking the chutzah and making it a mayon. So this brings out the essence of what the mayon is all about. V'oz osimar do malki Mashiach. And that is the achana for Mashiach to come. U'b'loshin abeinu azokin, loshin of the Alter Rebbe, shoz yizdachich gashmiyas, hainu shiyia gashmiyas, elo shiyizdachich aguv v'olam, the world will exist, but it's going to be refined. V'yorar Hashem liyisro b'lishum levush, it's going to be, the Eibush is going to shine and be revealed without a concealment, without a garment. Even the goyim are going to be refined and shining from the light that the Eibushter gave the Yidden. Like it says, kol basa yachtov, kol yeshvi sevel artzecha, v'initachlis ha-shlem zash yemoyis ha-mashiach t'chiyas ha-mesim. If you want to be zoichet to this great daga of yemoyis ha-mashiach and t'chiyas ha-mesim, it's totally in my seinu av the seinu, that brings down in the order that Reb Leivik says, that through my seinu, you're zoichet to yemoyis ha-mashiach. Till avoid the seinu brings you t'chiyas ha-mesim. My seinu is the avoid that you do with your own koiches. Avoid is when you go beyond your koiches. Calls on Meshach HaGolos, ki agoidim schar mitzvah, mitzvah ba'atzmah. The schar itself is the mitzvah itself. And that brings it. Begula mitzvah shleima, and it should take a be, bekorev.